saying, then you're an idiot. You were wrong yesterday, so you're an idiot.
Okay.
This is the best of what we know.
Hello,
today.
Dr. White. First of all, I just want to say it's a really honor for us to have this interview with you. And could you please share the presentation you brought at ID Week to our audience back in China?
So I presented on hot topics in clinical ID at ID Week.
What we could do is
would you like a summary?
Yeah,
of it?
We would like a little summary of the presentation. Yes, please.
Many who did not like it, but
so I went through a variety of topics in clinical ID. And hit on several, including an article on an oral regimen for resistant tuberculosis, which showed that it was better than the traditional therapies that we've been using. There was an article that looked at piptazo compared to suboxetine for antimicrobial prophylaxis before pancreatic code duodenectomies and showed lower rates of surgical site infections after that surgery with piptazo. Of course, we talked about RSV vaccines and the success of those and how we should encourage our patients over 65 to get that vaccine, as well as our pregnant women to prevent their babies from getting serious RSV infections. We presented some articles about sulopenem, which is an oral carbapenem, for use in UTIs, which showed clinical improvement but didn't show microbiologic improvement. So the FDA has not approved that yet, so we're still waiting for our oral carbapenem. We presented an article on Acinetobacter where they looked at the use of sulbactam plus durlobactam for treatment, which showed a benefit over using colistin. There was a mortality benefit there, and so the FDA has approved the use of sulbactam and durlobactam for the treatment of serious Acinetobacter infections. We looked at letermovir, which is previously approved for preventing CMV and stem cell transplant patients, because of a study done recently that's also now been approved for preventing CMV infections in renal transplant patients. A really interesting study that looked at children with acute sinusitis who were getting worse or just having persistent symptoms. And they found actually that the color of the discharge that the patients had no impact on the likelihood that they would get better with antibiotics. And really it was whether we could culture pathogens from their nasal swabs was really the biggest difference of whether they got better with antibiotics or not. There was a great article about how in low-risk patients we can use a scoring system to determine who we can just give an oral antibiotic penicillin challenge to rather than having to do skin testing. In the New England Journal, we had a great article about using hydrocortisone for severe community-acquired pneumonia. We saw a mortality benefit with that treatment, so people really need to think about using hydrocortisone as an adjunct therapy for severe community-acquired pneumonia. I think those are the really big high points from my presentation.
Thank you very much. And could you please also share some of your new research findings and how they are related to this new development in this field of ID clinical study?
Yes.
Research developments?
Yes. So you can, yeah, research development and research findings.
I would say that was a better question for one of the other speakers than me.
Yeah, no problem. that's totally fine. And so for the last question, could you please describe like some of the most interesting and new developments in ID clinical that excites you the most?
Well, I think from the standpoint of some of the clinical things that are happening with climate change in the United States, I think it's really interesting to see what's going to happen with malaria and whether we're going to be seeing a resurgence in the southern United States. And then also the amount of Vibrio bonificus infections that we're seeing used to be just in the Gulf Coast, and now we're seeing that spread up the East Coast. So I think really seeing the impact of climate change and how that's going to change infectious diseases is going to be a really interesting thing to see over the upcoming years.